This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm all right, man.
Still not,
I don't feel
still
great.
100%,
no.
Huh? Got the flu?
I don't know. I guess that's just what you call it when you don't feel good.
I feel like if it feels like a horrible cold, and as soon as I get a fever, if I get body aches, then I call it the flu.
Fever, body aches, can't breathe, congested.
Yeah.
Just irritable.
Yeah, well, that's just being sick.
I know.
Like, anything makes me feel like crap. I get irritable. But if I get a fever and I'm laying in bed with my body hurting, I just think that's flu. It's probably not. I have no idea why I think that. But I think that's the flu. Well, or COVID. Because once COVID came around, they're like, it feels just like the flu.
And I had like, the test at my house. I looked at it and was like, what does it matter?
I don't think it does.
You're
I don't
right.
know. Yeah, like, I saw something in the news about Meryl Streep. A couple of big celebrities got COVID at the SNL 50th thing. And I just thought, why is that? Is that, are we, we're still talking about that? If someone gets COVID, that's newsworthy? Like, if they're a celebrity?
I don't know.
If you'd had a positive COVID test, if it hadn't
it wouldn't
come back
change
positive,
anything.
It doesn't change the rules for work, does
I'd
it?
I'd be at work today. I mean, I would have taken Friday off, which I took. If I probably would have taken it if I thought I was going to come in on Friday.
Yeah.
But when I decided at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning to text you and Bob.
Yeah.
Then at that point, it's like, well, no matter what, it's going to be 4 days later, so the protocol would be for me to go to work.
That's
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would just be the same anyway. Because I feel like we've just gone back to
whatever. I wouldn't come if I had COVID, like, that morning when I was feeling my worst. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
I may do it if I just
had a
cold.
I don't think I would do it even if it came back negative. If I felt that way, if it was early on, like the first day of feeling my worst, I stay home.
Well, part of it, too, was Thursday. I have to apologize to you guys. You guys were trying to do a show, man. I was felt so bad.
It messes with your brain.
And grumpy. Like, I wanted, you know, I want to apologize to you, and I wanted to kill Snowcone. Like, I don't know. He'd just be like, yeah, boss, sure. Then you guys would be talking to me like, exactly, 100%. I'm like, man, I will come through that window one more time with the 100%. Yes, sir. I swear to God. Like, and then I woke up and like, I can't do that again. That can't be fun for people to listen to. I just need to go to sleep.
Yeah, when you said then that you didn't feel good, I was like, yeah, it happens. If your brain goes for this job, and I'm sure a lot of jobs, but for this job, it's definitely one of those, if you don't feel like you can think clearly, it's a struggle.
And then if stuff aggravates you, like, are you trying to be funny?
Yeah.
I swear to God, like, it just, you know, it was bad.
It's like trying to run a marathon when you haven't exercised in years.
Yeah.
You just get out there and say, okay, do it. You're going to do a 5K.
Well, because nobody really wants to hear about it, right? And you come in here, and, like, it's not a hard job. It's not like going and swinging a hammer with COVID.
That's
I'm not saying that.
Which is true.
But there is, like, you know, you put on a little dog and pony show, make everybody think you're happy.
Yeah.
And then you get in here, and you're like, man, I will kill the people out where I swear to God I will choke both of them out, kill them. Somewhere about halfway through the show, I was like, man, just be quiet because you are going to hit somebody. I don't, and there's no reason why. It was just because I didn't feel good.
Well, I was just a grumpy little bitch. There's something called COVID anger.
No, well, I have.
And I'm going to be looking into that now because I want to know. We probably have long-term COVID anger.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Someone on Twitch. Is it Crackman who's saying this?
Mr. Imp, I believe.
Oh, Mr. Imp, sorry. Talking about a PO strike? Is that what they're called? No, yeah. That's probation's officer. Is
CO.
It? CO, thank you. CO strike, corrections officers in the state of New York. I saw that last week there were 4 or 5 prison guards in New York that were arraigned. They went to court because they've been accused of murdering an inmate. There was video. Did you guys see the video of the guy on the table? He's on like a nurse's table, it looks like, in like the medic room or whatever. And they're kicking him and punching him and beating the crap out of him, and it killed him. And I'm not exactly sure how the video came out.
I did see that. Yeah.
And so now those guys have been arraigned, and then I see this stuff on our Twitch feed about them going on strike. I'm guessing that stuff is probably connected since it's all the same state, I'm pretty sure. And they're talking about sending in the National Guard.
That's such a bad look, man.
If you don't have corrections officers in a prison, what do you do if they just don't show up?
I guess you just lock it down.
Well, they have to be locked down.
And then, you know, I don't know. Like, I talk about, you know, we talked about it, you know, like Abu Ghraib, right? We all remember that. Like, what happened? How are these soldiers taking pictures with these inmates and shocking them and all this stuff? It's because you had a lady. It doesn't matter if she's a lady, but she just happened to be. You had a National Guard person running that prison. Like, she was an accountant. She didn't have any experience doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
They were young. It wasn't what they signed up to do, and it wasn't what they've been trained to do.
And you're like, go be in charge of a war prisoner camp. Like, that ain't something you just learn on the fly.
Right.
You know? And then you've got guys in there who, you know, like we talked about, like, you know, when I was on the ship and there was dead bodies floating in the water, I remember guys taking pictures, you know, and then our captain coming down and being like, yo, we don't take pictures of dead bodies. This isn't, you know, Disney World. This is a war. That man probably had a family and friends and a mom. You know what I mean? We treat him with respect.
Just immediately shut it down.
Immediately shut down and made us all feel like, oh, God damn, man, put that camera
over. Yeah, not only that, it made you feel bad.
Right,
yeah.
And like, you know what, and like, you know, he was like, I expect you to treat that man the same way that you would want to be treated if you were laying in the water on the other, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Would you want your parents to be able to go on social media or something and see pictures of God? Like, I was like, oh, boy.
Right.
I didn't bring it on the camera anyway, but, you know, the people that did.
It's not like they were trying to sneak him after that. Like,
right,
they realized.
It was like, oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what happens when you have, you know, a colonel or a captain or whatever who's been through it before, you know?
His job is the military.
Exactly.
And he's been doing it for a while, and he's been trained.
And that's no hit on her, the lady who did it, but she wasn't trained to do it. It was, you know.
Was she the one that was in the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she got in trouble, you know?
Yeah, I know she got in trouble for being in the photo. I just didn't know. I don't remember. It's been so long now. I know it was in a movie.
I just remember it hit me like, you know, everybody made this scapegoat out of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't her fault. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it wasn't a good instinct.
But
it wasn't.
She was bad at her job, but it wasn't her job.
Right,
right.
Right.
It's like me at the, you know, checking out groceries at the self-service counter. Like,
I'm sorry,
yeah, I missed the ham.
I didn't know.
Right? I don't know. A bunch of these soldier guys started taking pictures with the bonnet. That's what we did. I don't know.
Right. Well,
I'm not supposed to be here today.
The thought of guys and gals in fatigues like in camo coming into the prison to be COs. That's kind of shocking, but maybe that's not what it's happening. I don't know. Right. I'll have to look into this. By the way, if you want to chat with us, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Speaking of going to prison, how do you feel about these alternative punishments that judges give out? We had a judge just give out another weird ones recently. Yeah.
Okay.
And I found some of the stranger ones. You've told me some that you've heard in the past that are true, as far as we know. Maybe even you read about it in the news at some point. But I kind of like them most of the time. Sometimes I'm like, okay,
sometimes I don't mind the punishments.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm like, oh, that's clever in a better way than just saying, throw the book at him, put him in jail. Yeah. Maybe it'll actually work. I also don't love that they have the power to do
that's
that.
Kind that's kind of my thing. Right, that's yeah. Kind, yeah, like, wait a second. So this is in your book?
That one, I'm going to order you to move next door to a bar.
I want to talk about that.
I'm like, that's
crazy.
A good idea and helpful, but I'm not exactly sure where you get the power to make me move.
That one was crazy. But we should talk about that, and I'll tell you about the one that just happened in a second.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
All right. Yo. What does judge do?
Yes. It's a Michigan judge.
Okay. Where was he?
Where was he? I don't know. Somewhere in Michigan. I've got it here. I'll find it eventually. But he was dealing with people
I went to.
That's what I was thinking. You had, quite a few judges.
I did have the one where I was in court, and the guy got up there, and he's like, I'm going to give you 120 days. And the guy's like, I can't do that. And the judge is like, what? He's like, I can't do that. He's like, what do you mean you can't do it? He's like, I can't do it. I got work. And he starts telling him, like, I don't even remember what all his things was. I got work. I got this going on. I got this going on. I got to do this. I'm getting married. I remember I was like this whole list of things. And the judge was like, oh, all right, then. I mean, what can you do? And it was so sarcastic, like, because I'm like, oh, he's going to crush this guy.
Of course.
And he's like, what can you do? And they're like, I mean, I could do 30. And the judge is like, fine. 30 days.
Unbelievable.
And so he goes, they take him away, the next person goes up, and he goes to give this guy like 6 months, and the guy's like, I can't do it. He's like, we ain't doing this all day, 6 months.
Bad. Just
like, man, you're
out.
Number two. I think the judge realized at that point, like, oh, you're all going to try it now. Six months. I was like,
you'd be a fool not to try. I would even try the third time. Like, yeah, maybe it's been long enough. I don't know. Well, this judge, it's Grand Blanc or Blanc?
Oh, yeah.
Grand Blanc,
yeah.
Is it Blanc?
Grand Blanc.
Grand Blanc Township, 50 miles north of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with theft, shoplifters. There is some judge that I follow on Instagram. He's one of these guys, you know, that gives them lessons and all this. He kind of irritates me, but in a way that I keep watching. I'm not sure why. But he deals with a lot of theft, a lot of people stealing. They got in trouble already. Now they get caught stealing again. A lot of young people. And that's what this judge had in front of him, people that had been stealing from Walmart. So he's like, yeah, I got
an
idea.
A judge in Michigan has come up with a unique punishment for convicted Walmart shoplifters. He's sentencing them to wash cars in the parking lot of the very Walmart they stole from. The so-called Walmart washes will start in the spring, and about 75 to 100 people are expected to take part in this unusual community service.
So I will say that this judge is coming to help. He's going to come help wash the cars. I don't know why exactly. But he also said, but I do think that's good. If you're going to make somebody do something unusual, I think it looks a little better if you are willing to go do it with them.
Of course.
It's not such a bad punishment, I don't think. Seems like it's probably easier than the alternatives that are, you know, like in the book. Like you said, the things that they can actually give you probation, a little bit of time, whatever, fines. Not to say they didn't get the fines, I don't know. But they have to wash these cars. And he said that it's to reward these customers who have to deal with higher prices because of theft and that could lose stores because of theft if it doesn't stop. So that's so I was like, okay, the washing cars, it's not directly related to the crime, you know? I like the ones sometimes where they're a little more directly related to the crime. Like there was one in Utah. A 13-year-old girl named Caitlin and her friend, they started talking to a 3-year-old in a McDonald's play space and suddenly decided to chop off her hair, the toddler's hair. Yeah, like a big piece of the hair came falling down. I don't know if they cut it all the way, but they cut some of her hair. This girl got in trouble, obviously. Caitlin was hauled before the court, and the judge ruled
that she had to get her hair cut?
Yep. See, with those, I'm like, okay, you know what? The punishment fits the crime. The judge said you got to cut off your ponytail.
I guess they probably.
I'm with you on the
they have
why
the power to do that. But I think the way they phrase it is like you can either cut your hair or go to jail for 6 months. Like it's not like one or the other. Like you have to go do this. It's like, hey. So I think like the guy who got sentenced to you have to move to the apartments next door to the bar that you always get a DUI coming home from. I think it's like, show me you moved into that apartment.
Yeah.
And you can live there and only walk to that bar. Don't show me that you live in that apartment and I'm sitting in jail for 2 years. I think that's how they get
away
with
it. That's what I always assume.
Right.
Is that this is, if you don't want to do it, you can do the standard punishment. But in this instance, it was the mother of the victim who was allowed to cut the hair.
Oh.
Allowed to cut the ponytail.
Did she do a good job?
That would scare me a little bit. What was her name? Valerie. She proceeded to snip it off, but the judge or whatever, they said, you got just a little bit more. It's not quite sure enough because I don't know how much hair this teenager cut off of this little girl, but it must have been a good amount.
Why? Well, that's what are you doing?
A weird thing.
As a teenager,
you're 13. That's a little sadistic.
Right. I like the punishment, but it's also
toddlers?
Like, I think part of that would be like, you have
you to
go to talk to
someone. Into you. Yes,
you
exactly.
Talk to a psychiatrist.
Get an evaluation here.
That's a little weird.
Another one. So this happened in Cincinnati, Ohio. This guy, Mark Byron, he called his estranged wife evil and vindictive in a Facebook post. Okay. Mm-hmm. This judge, Paul Myers, ruled that Byron had broken the law by violating a temporary protection order that had been granted to his wife. I guess you're not allowed to, with the protection order, you're not allowed to talk crap about them on Facebook. I guess if you're sending them the messages, I don't know. Myers said Byron could face 60 days in jail and a $500 fine, or he could catch up with his child support payments and post an apology to his wife 30 straight days in a row on Facebook, which I wonder. And some of these people in that situation will go, give me the 60 days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get on Facebook and make my post every day about an apology to my ex-wife. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
I'll take the 60 now.
Right.
Right now.
I mean, and it's not most people. I mean, maybe it is, but certainly some people. You would take the 60.
I'd take the 60 right now.
It's that public thing. Now, if it said send it to her.
I'd still probably
text
take the
60. Text her an apology once a day. That'd be
give
tough. That'd
60.
Be tough for you. Oh, come
give
on.
Give me the 60.
60 days, 30 maybe, but 2 months over just texting her once a day, you'd take the texting. But the Facebook.
Mean, probably Facebook, too, if it came down to it, because, you know, I got kids raised and stuff. But take that part out of it.
Yeah.
I do. Say it's just normal, just me, no kids, nothing else.
Yeah.
Give me the 60.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I knew there'd be some people who would take it. I thought there's a possibility Lazo might be one of them. In 2011, another thing out of Ohio, in 2011, a couple decided that it would be fun to ride down a swollen river. I don't know how flooded this
swollen
area was.
River.
Yeah, there was flooding, I guess, on the river. And they thought it would be fun to get in a kiddie pool and try and float down the river. But they ended up getting lost. Emergency workers were sent out. They had to spend money and time sending search and rescuers to get this couple. So they were punished. They were put in, which I didn't know that you could even get punished for that. I thought that was like, we all look at you and go, why'd you do that? You're wasting resources. But if you decide you're going to go off Niagara in a barrel, they go get you. And I remember my parents being like, they shouldn't have to go look for them. If they want to go do this, they should have to go get them.
But also,
maybe they don't. I
feel like it's the same with Mount Everest or whatever.
Exactly, same thing.
If you want to scale it, fine, but
no
one's coming to get you.
And I don't know if they do in those situations, honestly. I'm not sure. I just remember my dad complaining about that.
But if we do send, like, you know, people up there, you shouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing, too.
I don't necessarily know that we should send people up there, but if we have a country have decided, like, if this person's going to scale a mountain and they get stuck up there, we're going to send somebody.
Yeah.
Then I don't know why they get in trouble. They didn't do anything wrong.
Right. You didn't ask to be rescued is my thing. Some of them may have, but
you didn't ask to get stuck up there.
So. Yeah. So, anyway, they were in trouble, and their punishment was they had to stand in a kiddie pool that had water in it at a town festival all day, all weekend, I guess, and they wore life jackets and handed out water safety brochures. So they stood there in life jackets in this kiddie pool. Now, I wonder what the jail time, because how much time could you possibly get for getting on the kiddie pool, floating down the river for fun, and, you know, they have to send someone to get you.
Kiddie pool thing, though.
You would? You just stand out there in the festival and the thing?
Yeah, I mean, how hard is that?
There is part of me that just, it's so dumb.
It's
that I get so angry
personal.
About a judge doing that sometimes. The idea of a judge doing it to me, it's like this, when I read it in the news, I'm like, oh, that's clever. The DUI thing, the thing that we keep referring to, was that in Michigan?
I don't remember.
It was a guy who kept getting DUIs, and he was in front of the same judge several times, and the judge finally said, look, you have to move next to the bar.
Right.
Like, you have to get it within a certain distance.
They put him in jail, like, several times, and, like, all right, whatever.
Right.
Just
move next
to
the bar.
And I think he did. And, like, we haven't heard from him since.
Right. Okay. So there you go. Got to be the bar that you want to walk to.
Yeah.
And make sure, or maybe the one that you always go to.
Yeah, there were, like, restrictions on him. He was on probation, but he wasn't allowed to go to any other bars, just that one by his house. Like, they caught him anywhere, not walking, right? Then all this would be taken away.
But. Yeah. So I think that stuff's clever, but at the same time, I know me, and I know I could see myself getting a little irritated with the judge in front of me trying to be cute. But then this one I remember. This happened in Colorado. Judge Paul Sacco, Colorado. He was tired of dealing doling out ineffective punishments for people playing their music too loudly. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was in 2008.
It was like Frank Sinatra.
Barry Manilow.
There you go.
In 2008, you signed a $5
that's
fire.
A punishment.
Yeah, they could be way worse, right?
Well, I happen to like Barry Manilow.
Way worse. Barry Manilow doesn't seem so bad. I think the judge was trying to find something that would really irritate them. But that's not going to do it. If you make me listen to the Eagles' greatest hits over and over and over.
Well, everybody's got their thing.
Right. I mean, I will go, I'll go mad. You have to just go ahead and give me the Weekends in Jail or whatever it is. But same thing, when that story, everyone thought that was cute. And that story came out, oh, look what this judge did. And I do too, sort of. But I just know that I'm in front of that judge. I'm pissed. Like, I'm not doing your cute little thing here. I'm not participating. And I get myself in more trouble. If it's 60 days, though, in jail, I will. Six days in jail, I will write whatever I got to write on Facebook. I have a very small penis, and I love my ex. Whatever it is, I'll write it over and over. 60 days is too long. If it was a weekend, a couple weekends in jail, and like, you know, you got to go do 2 weekends in jail, or you got to write these apologies, I'll take the weekends. But 60 days?
60 days is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But putting something on Facebook, apologizing to your ex publicly, is a lot.
I guess if you could just preface it with, this is my sentence.
But I bet you can't.
I know. Well, let's start with my day one of
exactly.
my sentence and then write it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
We're
going to do the news here in a minute?
Yeah, we are going to do the news.
Exciting.
Plenty to talk about. We might be getting checks in the mail. So that's good. I'm excited about that.
Grand?
Everyone likes a check. Yeah. That's a decent chunk of change, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Pope Francis... Is that his name? The current Pope? Yeah, Pope Francis. He's not doing so hot. He might be dead right now as we speak. I don't know. Over the weekend. You know when someone that old is getting sick and then they say, oh, they're back in the hospital because they've got pneumonia again. That you know. Like that pneumonia a couple times and they're in and out of the hospital with
it. That's not good.
That usually means the person is dying. They can't stay healthy. He's got some sort of breathing apparatus things in his nose that... They make it sound like they're special.
I
thought, well, doesn't everybody?
Right now.
Yeah, that would help you get the oxygen tank and put some pure oxygen in there. It might help you. You could go lay in one of those, what are they called? Hyperbaric chambers. Might help your flu symptoms. I don't know. A big concert announcement. You'll have to drive a little ways if you want to go. You probably already heard about it, but this is a big one. Probably be the biggest summer concert of the year. And, you know, there's other stuff, true crime stuff. What are their names? The brothers that killed their parents?
Menendez
brothers, yeah. Remember, they were almost out of jail, and that DA was like, all right, I'll get them a new trial. Basically, we're going to get them out of jail. Because there was all of this support after that Netflix series and documentary.
Right.
Which is just crazy that that's the thing that got
that's
it going.
That's what does it, right?
That's what got it. That's what it was. Yeah. It was a Netflix thing. You can't deny that all these people suddenly were interested because Netflix did a couple shows about it. And that DA realized it was a popular thing to say, I'll let them out. He thought it could help him get reelected. Because he knew...
And it did not.
He knew that he was polling poorly.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get reelected, so... Menendez brothers had to sit there and say, all right, what's the new DA going to do? New DA said, I need to review everything, but I promise I will. Well, he's reviewed everything. I'll tell you what he thinks in just a second.
The Church of Laszlo. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.